This weekend will be the fourth year for Arkansas to have a tax holiday, with no state or local taxes being collected for some items. It was passed by the legislature in 2011 to try and ease the burden for parents sending kids back to school. Polly Martin, president of the Arkansas Grocers and Retail Merchants Association, says it was also intended to keep shoppers from leaving the state for similar tax holidays elsewhere.
We were, at the time, were an island. So people on the border cities were going to Oklahoma, they were going to Missouri, they were going to Memphis, to Texas, and I know a lot of people were making weekends out of it.
Taxes won't be charged on clothes under $100 per item, as well as other school supplies, with some limitations. Officials with the Arkansas Department of Finance and Administration say they haven't seen a noticeable drop in revenue from the back-to-school holiday in previous years. And Martin says it encourages people to spend money on other things.
If a woman has an extra dollar in her purse, she's going to spend it, and most likely it's going to be on makeup or something like that that may not be covered. It will be taxable. So the state doesn't lose, and they keep the products here, and they also keep the people in state purchasing, which gives us jobs.
She also says many stores will be offering sales to compete for their share of the weekend shoppers. You can find a full list of what items are allowed to be sold without state and local taxes and other limitations at KUAR.org. Jared Fisher, KUAR News.